The Iraqi Revolt of 1920, tribal, urban mobilization across the Euphrates Valley, was decisive in British planning. Official annual reports to Parliament and the League from the early 1920s describe how London moved from direct occupation to a monarchical administration under Faisal, with British advisors embedded in ministries, a gendarmerie air policing formula, and treaties to formalize oversight. In Palestine, communal tensions and violence during the transition years led the colonial office to calibrate immigration land policy and to spell out, again in 1922, its dual obligations to the Jewish national home and to non-Jewish inhabitants. Across all mandates, the mandatory power filed detailed annual reports, HMSO Colonial Office, on finances, public works, policing, and institutions, giving us an administrative paper trail for how borders and regimes were made to work or fail on the ground.